temporary euphoria.
Or release.
Yeah, especially if you constantly gotta work and do things that you might not wanna do. Mm-hmm. That's like temporary happiness real quick.
Escape.
And I make music about that because I feel like it gets to a point where you live so much of your life in that state because you work so damn much. It's been years and I've been doing the same shit.
Motherfuckers like to use that word toxic. That's the internet word that people like to attach to shit.
I don't think it's the internet word, I think it's a real word that really means something.
Temporary euphoria.
Motherfuckers like that's the new shit though. Motherfuckers like using that word.
Toxic has been around for centuries.
It's like I'm out this motherfucker for a little bit when we bullshit.
That's good.
That's how I feel about it.
Shakespeare used it.
That's a Twitter word.
The taming of the shrew.
Anything that doesn't apply to you, feel me?
Yeah,
rainbows and butterflies.
I fuck around drinking bullshit.
They gonna be like,
fuck some random shakes and pop some eating bullshit.
But if you say naturally, people gonna want you to make some shit that's romantic or sweet. So if you sing some real shit, people like, oh, it's toxic. It's some real toxic.
Honestly.
Okay, I get that.
I feel like I know I gotta wake up in the morning to work.
Maybe.
So let me bullshit for that.
Temporary euphoria. I think what come with this shit is it's like reality times 10. Every year before like 10 years, as far as the people that you meet, the place that you go.
Temporary euphoria.
Or release.
So it's because of that, naturally I'm gonna approach it a little more in retrospect and it might come out harsh. But I think it's just more honest. Just keep that shit honest, fuck it.
What purpose do your vices serve in your life?